Yay! All right, so here we go, into the throat chakra land. Thank you all for joining me this morning. And, oh, someone else just came on. Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mark. We're just starting right now, so if you wouldn't mind using star six, that will mute your end of things so that when we do all of the sound things, it won't be confusing to everyone else. And then if you need to get back on, just star six again.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. So just a very brief introduction to the throat chakra, but even before we even get started there, I'm just going to invite you to take a breath. Just to breathe into your solar plexus area, the bottom of your belly, even farther down, and just bring the air into that space to allow yourself to fill up with the vibration that the prana and the life force is contained in the air and in the, it comes in through the breath. So bring that into this point and just do that three or four times and allow yourself just to get centered into the frequency of you. And as you are doing that and breathing in and breathing out and releasing anything that is in the way of your full participation and concentration here, we're just asking and setting the intention that you be fully present with this. Become aware, even as you breathe, of your feet and their connection with the floor, which represents the earth, regardless of your actual proximity to the earth. The intention is that these feet are connected to the earth. And as you're breathing and releasing, you're realizing that up through the left foot, there is a conduit of energy, of vibration that's coming directly from the earth through what's called your earth star chakra, about 18 inches below your feet. It's coming up in a tube of vibration and energy and power, information, presence, clarity, that moves up and sweeps through your entire physical dimension, as well as your energy bodies, and then everything that it picks up of a lower vibrational frequency is sent down and released through the right foot back down into the earth star chakra, which is like a plate 18 inches below. And this roto-rooter type flow, almost like an energetic colonic, will be, keep rolling and moving as we go through this entire process. So anything that our work and our experience and our play calls up, all it has to, you have to know is that it's releasing itself down through the right side and then back down into the earth where that energy will be utilized in the highest good of all involved, and it's no longer yours. So basically, the chakra series themselves are really about taking the opportunity to cleanse energies that are of a lower frequency, and by that I mean they are vibrating at a lower rate. And these are typically unexpressed energies through the course of your lifetime. From the moment we incarnate, we have the opportunity to stay clear and clean as we are designed to do. The body will have experience and then it will release energies that are not in alignment with it, and it's a beautiful process. And some of the ways that energy is released is through the voice and through movement and through shaking and through all the activity that an infant does and a child does. Unfortunately, so many of those natural processes are interrupted, and so the natural flow and the natural release starts to back up upon itself. And then depending upon the situation we incarnate into, in terms of our family, in terms of some of the genetic influence, in terms of the people involved, and some of the situations we find ourselves in, many especially get their throat chakra compromised very early because they aren't really able to speak their truth or to react in the moment legitimately to what is actually going on. If you're ever around an infant, or if you remember being an infant, you will recall that we basically had a soundtrack for our moments. Sound was an essential part of the being unless there was some sort of compromise to the vocal mechanism. But for most, the ability to actually just sound one's moments was an actual cleansing process and a clarifying process to keep the energies in alignment within the body. Now, as that is shut down because of the quote-unquote annoyance for the adults around us, or whatever the situation is, pretty soon that energy begins to back up upon itself. And over time, based upon the severity or the intensity of certain issues that occur with us, that energy begins to store within the body itself in certain areas. And typically the chakras are storage areas for different types of energy based upon different themes. The root chakra about survival and foundation, second chakra strong energies and emotions, anything unexpressed in the as far as the woundings of our life. It contains the abuses in any form. It contains the vibration of fear, which is so unfortunately prevalent in the culture that we live in and perhaps even in the household that we grew up in. Or up into the solar plexus where we hold on our ability to make decisions or have personal power in the world, or into the heart chakra where we interact with one another through love, but also sometimes receive energies and information of devaluing for ourselves, so things can be compromised in there. And then finally up into the throat chakra. So typically these lower chakras from the throat down through the heart, down through the solar plexus, and then the sacral chakra, the second chakra, and then the root chakra, these are typically areas where the energy gets held and compromised. And the body will hold it until it can hold it no longer. Tapping on the door of our consciousness, this energy will be inviting us to release it. And the communication vehicle that it has is either through emotion or pain. Now, if we feel pain, if we tune into that pain and energetically work with the breath and use sound, we can actually move through the pain, because essentially pain is an indicator that the body is really calling for attention and an opportunity to release. If we continue to ignore the signals by medicating, by choosing to do something through addictive process to put in its place, then all that will happen is the energy will basically start calling louder. And the way it calls louder is to continually to reduce in vibration to create a more physical condition. And ultimately, we can create some of the great diseases that are a part of our culture that are so much talked about and so often feared. So rather than go to that place, the throat chakra especially is one of the main vehicles to keep the lower part of the body and all the lower chakras clear and clean, provided that we allow ourselves the opportunity to speak our truth, or to at least let the sound out regarding the moments of living, particularly the woundings, and also the celebrations of life. So the throat chakra can become backed up. And what begins to happen, as a boy, I have a perfect example of a throat chakra being compromised and how it showed up in the physical. As a boy, I grew up in, and some of you have heard this story already, but it bears repeating because of the importance with the throat chakra. As a boy, I grew up in a home where my mother, based on her own woundings and experience in her life prior to my birth, decided that when she had children, it would be nothing but a happy home. Now, it sounds really Shangri-La-like and sounds perfect. The only reality of that is that there was nowhere to put anything that wasn't happy, which inevitably would show up. So we had no vehicle to express. Now, in a very short time, really by the age of 3, I started having throat challenges, really with tonsils, with the glands all around the neck. And obviously I knew nothing about throat chakras at the time or anything of that sort, but it would create a condition that would require attention. So I would be taken out to, we lived near the Army base, and I was taken out there, and they would basically, the doctor would kind of milk the glands, and it would be very painful, and I would do some, you know, some treatments of salt water and things to reduce the tonsils and the swelling, and eventually it would go down, and then all would be well for about 6 months, and then it would start to back up again. And I feel blessed that nothing was taken out of me. You know, the tonsils weren't taken or anything of that sort, so I'm still pretty much intact, and I'm very grateful for that. But what was happening at that point is, because I was unable to express the frustrations and the difficulties and the disappointments began to back up within my system. And they back up in the location of where, in specific locations like I outlined just a moment ago. And so the lower the vibration got, because I stored more and more there, the more it called to me, so it had to manifest a physical condition. This is a medical model in a sense that I have lived lived with and experienced most of my life. And I invite you to consider it as an alternative possibility to the way we have been taught in relation to dis-ease. So with that in mind, it's important to note that the second chakra, the sacral chakra, 3 inches below the navel, and also related to L5 and the lower spine, this particular area contains most of the woundings of our life. And these woundings, because they have often are unexpressed and unresponded to, it correlates very directly with the throat chakra. So the things that are unexpressed and being held in second chakra are the very things that are then compromising the voice and compromising our ability to communicate in the world and to speak our truth and to be heard, or to overpower with the world with our voice, or to try and control things through our voice, or to become meek and mild. There are a lot of varieties and variations of the way that we can express a compromised throat chakra. But so much of it is the basis of energy that is held primarily in second chakra, those woundings. Now, we exist in a time right now with the higher vibrations that are coming in and really started to show up in 1987 in this 25-year cycle that we're in right now that culminates in December of this year, this really grand reopening and this huge clarifying cleanse that is occurring energetically on the planet. And because of that, and because of the work so many of us have done prior to this time and prior to 1987, we are able now just to release a lot of these old woundings and energies strictly by paying attention to the callings of the body and then giving permission for that energy to release. It's a remarkable time. What used to take months and months and perhaps years of talk story, of going over and naming the woundings and digging and digging and then having the emotional response, it isn't necessary to do that anymore. It really is an opportunity to recognize that the body's calling and say, okay, let me breathe into it, let me be present with it, use some of the techniques we're using today or we've learned through all of these courses so far to actually release some of these woundings. And in the process of doing that, it's like it's a gift of the universe, a gift of the multiverse, if you will, that we are being given the support and energy to clear especially the core issues that have compromised our being fully present in this incarnation. It's as if a line is being drawn in the sand and we are being invited and in some ways pushed to be who we truly are. Okay, so the basis of what we're doing today is to specifically begin to clarify through sound, song, voice, affirmation, tone, all of those elements to actually begin to shift and move the blockages that are in the throat chakra. Now, the real invitation, like I just said, is that the second chakra energies are going to clarify and release themselves as well. So we're in a two-pronged process today when we work with this. And I will surely affirm that our intention is to clear our being of any lower frequency vibration that no longer serves the true I am that each of us is. And in that sense, we release those vibrations to be sent to the light. We can send them down through the right leg. And those energies will be utilized for the highest good of all because they're strictly energy, neutral in reality, but attached with the debris that we have experienced and put in them. So our intention then is to move to a higher vibration, and in the process of higher vibration, we are calling forth an immediate filling in of any space that is vacated. Any energy that is vacated of a lower frequency is immediately replaced by the higher frequency of the I am that each of us is. In other words, our true full expression. We can put that in the form of a color. We can put that in the form of an intention like love or peace or balance or centeredness. However we choose, we just want to know automatically that in a sense, the energy coming up through the left leg is replacing anything that is released with a pure vibration that is in alignment and in harmonic resonance with the being that we truly are. Okay, so that's enough information for the brain and an invitation for the cells to actually begin to recall the truth of our being. So let's go back to the breath. and become aware that as we pull in that pranic energy and that vibration that's contained within the breath itself, it moves and infuses all the cells of the body to invite them to return to their true place of resonance, the true frequency that is the identifiable point that each of us is. In other words, we each have a frequency that can be, that is a unique identifiable frequency that represents us, very much like a fingerprint. So all the work we are doing is calling that back into full expression. So let the breath and let the pranic force and the energy that is contained within that to move through the body with each breath, allowing this cleansing to go on, even as we continue to do the experiences that we're going to begin in just one moment here. Okay, I hope you have in front of you your support page, because there are some lyrics on here to song. And the point of the song, all of these songs, these mantras, these chants are specifically addressing the throat chakra. To be able to use the voice, especially with intentional song, is a very, very powerful thing to do. And by intention, the lyric of the song is inviting us to release the misperceptions that we so often carry. And, sorry, I got distracted there for just one moment. These specific songs that we'll be singing together and the activities we'll be doing together are designed specifically to clear throat chakra and invite the energies that are supporting the blockage in the throat from the second chakra to release at the same time. So if you can visualize, in a sense, from the second chakra about 2 inches below the navel, straight up through the spine itself, up to the throat, a channel. And that channel is an open conduit of the release of frequencies and energies that are going to be sent out. So anything that is released, it's a two-way channel in a sense. And as we clarify the throat chakra, it is going to send and invite the energies from the second chakra to actually release themselves. And when it reaches throat chakra, it can go out through the crown, or it can also go down through the right leg in that cleansing process to the earth chakra. I invite us, first of all, here to just take a breath, and as we do this breath, we're going to go ahead and just make a sound, ah, as we let that particular breath out. So it would sound like this. Breathe in. And at the bottom of that, I invite you to roll your head a bit, work your throat a little bit by opening the mouth and mwah, 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 working that vibration a little bit, working the muscles to release any energies that are held in that particular area. And roll the head, shrug those shoulders, work them a bit, and then take another breath, and we're going to allow the ah to fall out. Breathe in. And one more time, breathe in. Now notice, as you sort of twist and turn and work the head again and work the face muscles and work the shoulders to free up any the vibration and the old energies around that throat chakra itself. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say there. Okay, must not have been important. All right. So as we release that, I think it was just inviting that the importance. See, really what this is about is us reclaiming our willingness and our ability to speak and to use sound and or words to actually respond to the moments of living that we have. So often things are caught in our throat, and we have certain injunctions about not saying certain things, about not speaking certain things. And if we have been coerced as children to buy into our own silence and the importance of taking care of others before ourselves, then chances are we have a lot of unexpressed information and a lot of unexpressed energy. Now, quite honestly, the invitation here, if you get anything, is just to, on a daily basis, find a place, find a way to just really make sound. And one quick way to actually do that is to use something that's typically a part of, we'll call them uncivilized cultures. And this process is called toning, and it sometimes is referred to as keening in the cultures that are using it, in that it is just the use of the voice to express emotion. And so what we're going to do at this point in this specific way is just run sirens, in a sense, with the voice. And it goes something like this, where I will start low, and using the phonetic ah, I will just run it up high and then drop it back down. And in the process of doing that, I am shaking energies off of me that are compromising my true frequency. So it would go like this. And at the bottom of that release of that sound, when I reach that place, I start just twisting and turning to release within my body itself any energies that are ready to release themselves. So I invite us together to go ahead and make this siren sound. If you are in a situation where you are unable to do that because there are people around, you have to do what you want to do, but perhaps at a future time you can do this. So the experience of us doing the sound, or of me doing the sound, will be enough to work your own system. So take a breath. And roll the head, work the face muscles, mwah, mwah. Twist at the waist, bend at the waist. Move the hips a bit. The hips contain so much energy of the unexpressed and the things we never took action on. All right, so shake that up one more time just as a normal siren. Take a breath. And once again, as you move, just give permission for those frequencies and those energetic residue, I like to call them, or the energetic debris, to just clear and cleanse. And once again, the colonic energy of that Earth Star chakra that moves through the left and up and brings and clears out and sends it back down through the right, allow that to happen. Knowing that anything you release through any of our processes is going to be sent down through there. Okay, we're going to do this one more time, and somewhere along the continuum of sound, with the ah on the way up or on the way down, you're going to hear an intuit perhaps, or feel that there's a certain pitch that you want to stay on. So I invite you to stay at that pitch, and I invite you to stay with it, and if you need to take more breath because you feel like you need to be there, do so. And then eventually, once you feel that whatever is there is released, then the voice will either move up and then flow its way down, or it'll just fall down back to the original place. So using the phonetic, you're going to find a particular place along that continuum where you want to hold it through a breath or two and keep sustaining the sound. Here we go. Okay, just take a normal breath for a moment and be present. Notice your body. Notice the physical self. Notice if any sensations came up. Now, with my particular voice, and what I noticed, that as I was coming down that continuum of sound, after I had held my pitch, I was getting a whole lot of lower back kind of spasms that seemed to be happening that were pushing as that sound was coming down. So to me, that's a second chakra release of something that, quite honestly, I have no idea what that was. And I really don't even need to know. But in the process of me in this moment, I'm going to take a breath and fill in that space with a light, with a love, with a color, with a frequency, with an intention, just so that I put that new vibration into that. And again, inviting the frequency and the movement coming up, that conduit of cleansing energy from the left to sweep right through that area where I felt the release, and then it moves out through the right leg, carrying that debris, that energetic debris. So let's just look at what we did here. using the voice. The voice is a powerful, powerful vehicle for cleansing vibrational energy that is attached to our auric field. This is why singing is so important. This is why speaking our truth is so important. This is why sound is so important. This is why tantrums are actually quite valuable in terms of releasing the frustrations of our moments of living. The soundtrack that we had as children, the ah-la-la-ba-da-ba-da, that kind of stuff, was vital in keeping our system clean. So by doing something as simple as toning while you're driving in the car, run a siren or two, every time you get around people, every time you get in situations, in rooms, in environments, sometimes your auric field will pick up lower frequency energies. Now, most of the time, these are not evil intended energies. They're basically just leftover debris from experience within that room, and you've all felt it. You've walked into rooms where all of a sudden you kind of felt, ew, what's going on in here, or what happened in here? Or you just have a sensation that you want to get out of that room as soon as possible. Or perhaps you've been around people where you just suddenly feel drained, or you suddenly feel uncomfortable. Oftentimes, we'll send out energetic cords to one another from the lower chakras to basically just gather energy from one another and help support us through our moments. It's not a nasty intention or anything, but it's just ways that we have over time learned to support ourselves through our moments of living. We don't have to do that when we are in our own place of balance. But having said that, those cords attach to the auric field, and in a temporary moment, when we walk through an area or around a group of people, it's always often a good idea to cleanse that energy off and to kind of shake our aura. One way to do that is to shower. One way to do that is to use rattles that will basically just bind that energy and flick it off the auric field itself. It's like shaking a dirty carpet. That's what you're doing with both the toning and with the use of the rattles. You can also use, you could use water, you could use the rattles themselves, you can use drum, you can use movement and dance, you can use your own hands to sort of just move across your body, almost like raking through your auric field, and you'll get these little bits of lower frequency energy and just flick them off into the earth. The earth loves to take that energy and then transform it to a form that can be used by those who need it. So I'm throwing a lot at you here in terms of things you can do, but once again, I'll have the recording that's available to you when this is done. At the latest by tomorrow morning, I'll send you a link on that, and you'll have all this information. Okay, so we've gone in a direction that I have, so I haven't even addressed anything on the page yet, but that happens sometimes. One last thing I want to do before we actually engage this information here is to invite you to speak the name that you were given at the point of birth, the name of incarnation, your first, middle, and last. What it is an identifiable frequency that calls all of your cells back to their point of awareness and their point of incarnation. In other words, their perfect state. And for that moment in time, when I speak Mark Stanton Welch, my cells respond and they align in the perfection of my being. And not only do they do that, but they also invite a cocoon of light and safety to surround me and be present. Very much like the Hung Vajrapa chant that we have yet to do up there on top of the page. It's a protective shield, in a sense, for any energy of a lower vibration than the true vibration that is me. That name calls that forth, and in addition, when I speak that name, it calls all angelic and guides and teachers, etheric energies and beings to be present and available to me in that moment. Because most of them are unable to respond to us without being called. And speaking the name is a call directly to information, again, to call these beings into our presence to use for whatever choice and whatever reason we have. The guardian angel is the only one that will come without invitation because it is designed to keep us in our incarnation until further notice. And the further notice is basically we reach the point where we decide it's time to go. So part of what we're going to do when we start singing here is to make sure that we are aware of asking for help. All right. So we're going to speak that name, the first, the middle, and last. If you are, ladies, if you have been married, I invite you to go back to the birth name. Now, here's the challenge for this, because the full name is not spoken very often. And often some of the woundings of childhood are carried when this name is spoken. In other words, they are brought up and they are released. So there may be hesitancy to speak this name because of the stuff that's in place. Perhaps the inner child self is saying, I don't want to go back to that. Well, I will reassure that inner child self of you and also your adult self that this really is the release of energies that have been influencing and holding back the full expression of life and the full living, the joy of living and the celebration of life. So I'm asking your inner child self to trust the process here for just a moment and to know that it's really about nurturing him or her and bringing her and him back to a place of true support and love by our full being. That was a little bit wordy, but there's a lot going on here. So let's just do it. On the count of three, I'm going to invite you to speak your true name, your first, middle, and last. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, take a breath in. And on three, speak it again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Take a breath, and on three, speak it again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And one more time. Breathe in. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay. So here we are in a place of presence, in a place of full foundation in our bodies. So let's go ahead and use this new vibration to go ahead and further cleanse anything that is in compromising the throat chakra and the second chakra as well. So remembering that we have this conduit of energy between the two, this symbiotic relationship where we release in one, it releases in the other. We're going to the bottom of the page first, and there's an affirmation here, a statement of clarity. So we're going to set this as a tone. An affirmation is designed to counter previous information or belief systems. The more they are used and the more they are repeated, they begin to take the place of any misinformation or misbeliefs about who we are. So let me just read this to you. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world, and so it is. Whew. That felt good. So, let's speak this together. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world, and so it is. Whew. Now, just take a breath and be present with that vibration. You may be getting sensations within the body as anything unlike that statement begins to release and clear itself. You may feel numbness. You may feel nothing. There's no attachment to what the form is that is going on within you as you choose to release. But do know that things are happening as we use each of these little tools. Let's go up to the top of the page. There is a tone. You see, tone is G, E, the phonetic. Each of the chakras have a particular frequency or a tone or a pitch and a phonetic that zeroes in the sound right to that place in its location within the body. The pitch we're going to use is G. The phonetic we're going to hold is E, as in let. Now, by holding and sustaining this frequency, what we're doing is we're inviting the throat chakra to bring itself back to its place of true vibration for each of us. So it's going to, anything that is unlike that true vibration is going to be released and sent away. It's, I don't know if you'd recall when Ella Fitzgerald sang in the studio in the Memorex commercial, she sang and the glass broke. Essentially, that's what happens when a tone aligns with the frequency of an object, it can break it. It's the basis of the sounds when they work with kidney stones. And right now I'm forgetting the darn name of it, but I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to want to find out what that is, but I'm going to let it go. But by using the specific tone, we are going to clear out anything that is a lower vibration of that. So let's go ahead and we're going to do it. If you run out of breath, just take another breath and we'll sustain this for about a minute. So it is. All right, let's drop down to a chant. It's called the Dispensation of Fear. This is a particular Hindu chant that invites the release of the vibration of fear. There are a lot of ways to release fear. One is to recognize that it's there, which is usually the most important one, because fear likes to hide in the shadows, and it becomes a vehicle of confusion for us. If we actually choose to look at fear, we often find that it's like, what? This is what I'm afraid of? Or as we walk through our places of fear, we often look back and go, wow, that's what had a hold over me. But sometimes walking into fear is all that's necessary to dissolve the illusory energy of that we have built up to be something much larger. So this is a particular mantra. It's a chant, actually, or a mantra you can use. We're going to use it as a chant. And the words go, Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Now I'm going to grab the guitar and sing it, and we're going to sing it just three times. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. 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 One more. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. So it is, so it is. I invite you to speak this chant and to sing it as often as you can. You can see it's underlined. That will take you to an actual recording of it at the place where it's available on CD or as a download. But at the very least, you can listen to it and get the reminder of what it sounds like. There's actually another part to it I see that I left off, and you'll find that when you hear it. Use these tools. Use these vehicles. When the throat is clear, when the throat is in its unimpeded by the energies of blockages, especially from the second chakra and especially from solar plexus where we don't take action upon what we intend, especially from the heart area where our woundings and our hurts around love keep us from expressing ourselves. The throat chakra. Oh, gosh, I'm saying these things and I'm kind of drifting off into another place. There's some other stuff coming in here. But we're going to move down here to the I Am That I Am chant, and we're going to go ahead and speak these words. That, I think that's where I was headed, in the sense that the very words we speak, we have, okay, this is the important point. The very words that we speak, whether you know this or not, the voice is the actual vehicle and tool for the manifestation of our the forms of living that we call into our experience. Okay, that was a little wordy version of that. When I speak my words, those words will call forth the vibrations that will make happen that which I speak. we are prone to some very casual speakings and casual conversings in our culture, where we say things sometimes out of use of wit, or sometimes out of the use of just being sounding intelligent, or sounding one thing or another, or using sarcasm. But those are very powerful vehicles that invite that very experience into our life. So this is a long way to say, watch what you say. Everything that we have spoken in all of our incarnations is still moving around as energy within the cosmos itself. In the multidimensionality of all that, the things we have spoken are still there. And I know through my time I've said some pretty crappy things. Out of anger, out of fear, I've said it to people, I've said it to situations, I've made some proclamations that, wow, was I really thinking at the time? So I'm aware now that what comes out of my throat and through my throat and out of my mouth is exactly what I intend, is exactly the kind of life that I want for myself and the kind of forms of living. So this is really critical in terms of drawing your own line in the sand, in terms of sticking more energy back into that throat chakra or second chakra. Just put a piece of your consciousness on what you speak. And the true power words and manifestations are the words I am. When those words are spoken, it commands the universe and the energies and etheric beings to align situations that will support the manifestation of what follows the words I am. I am so tired. And the universe says, as you wish. So it keeps feeding energy to support us in that reality that we just claimed. Oh, I'm so stupid. As you wish. So let me keep feeding you opportunities to prove this perspective for yourself. I am sick and tired of this. Okay, as you wish. And so suddenly we manifest a cold because we are weary of a situation at work or a relationship or a situation that we feel we have no control over, and we express these kinds of words. Please, I just invite you to put your consciousness on constant alert for anything that follows the words I am. Enough said. Okay, the words I am that I am is the callback, another way to call back the true essence of our being. So when we speak the words I am that I am, we essentially are bringing ourselves a powerful frequency that we want to go ahead and basically keep claiming. So we're going to just run through maybe three or four times a little mantra. I am that I am, that I am, that I am, I am that I am, that I am, that I am, I am that I am, that I am, that I am, I am that I am, that I am, that two more. I am that I am, that I am, that I am, I am that I am, that I am. So it is. I invite you to use that chant. Use, you know, through your moments of living as you travel from one place to the next. What it does, again, is calls you back to your power and your presence. It claims the I am that I am, which is a unique expression of the source itself that's showing up as you. We want to be in our power. We want to be in our presence. We want to be balanced. We want to have all of our capacities available to us. And part of that happens by using the dispensation of fear, which blocks us from claiming that which we are. We live in a fearful culture, so we want to make sure that we use that, something like that chant, the Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha, to daily cleanse ourselves of those energies that we just pick up as we move about our moments of living during the day. And then to empower ourselves with the I am that I am is a very, very useful tool. Let's go down now to a proclamation down below. A proclamation is a statement said one time, typically, that is commanding the universe to show up in this way. We do have that power. So we're going to take each of these two proclamations that come from a beautiful couple books that are no longer in print by a fellow named Rich Werk, Proclamations of the Soul. They're both from that. His other book was The Veils of Illusion. Okay. So just take a breath, and I want you on the count of three to speak your true name to get back to your place of center. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. The first one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection, for I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is. Whew. Take a breath. Let's do the second one. From the divine love that flows from within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is. Wow. Those are some strong words. So essentially, by making these proclamations, we have commanded those frequencies within us and around us that are not in full alignment with this to be gone, to be released. Now, here's the challenge, in a sense. Having said that, our tendencies through patterning and through our repeated behaviors and the way it's been up until now, our tendency is to sort of slough off some things like this and say, well, you know, whatever. Or the tendency is to, when something comes back in that seems like the contrary to this or like the old way it's been, we start to say that it doesn't work. Well, here's some information for your brain. This is a journey in this life of reclaiming the truth of our being. And part of it is to keep having opportunities to be aware and to make different choices. So what I'm saying is that I have a pattern, a belief, or a behavior that I'm choosing to change. Making proclamations, choosing different ways to respond to the same stimuli is one way to make these changes. In order to prove, in a sense, to myself that I have made these changes and have them become who I am, I have to get reminders. I have to have opportunities to re-experience them to see what I'm going to do. So I look at things as a spiral. When I'm in a spiral, I come back and I revisit, you know, events that have happened in my life. And when I revisit them, the truth is, because the spiral is moving up and beyond, I am at a higher vibration each time. So from this new frequency, if you will, I am able to engage this former pattern and behavior to see what I'm going to do with it. Because all of our work really just gives us a choice. And really, that's powerful because in many ways we had no choice before, or we didn't believe we did. But all this clearing and cleansing gives us a choice in this moment to do what we did or to do something that sustains us and elevates us and raises us up to a grander experience of life. So we have these moment-by-moment choices, and that's what the clearing does. Okay? So let's go ahead now and recognize, just use the song Help Me right above that. Help me, help me, I'm calling you, help me. And this is a call to your own energetic guides, your etheric teachers, your spiritual beings, your angelic energies that are in alignment with you. And I'm going to sing it in through one time, and then you can join me if you'd like. It'll be on the recording here. And again, you can click on it to hear the recording. It's a song that you might want to use in your moments. It goes, help me, help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives. Give me guidance and making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed. But now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through
all of my life, giving me guidance, making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Help me, I'm calling you, help me. Help me, I'm calling you. And so it is.
So I invite you in your moments of living. You know, you have all this help. I mean, there are at least 22 angels from one source that are available to us in any moment. They'll help us find the car keys. They'll help us get insight. They'll help us in solving a challenge. They'll help us with keeping us safe. They'll help us move through our moments to make choices. All of that. So why not? Why not use these resources? Because so often in this culture especially, we think we're alone in this world. And loneliness is a huge challenge. And it's a place that we really have to come to peace with and realize that, one, we're not alone, and that, yeah, we have to actually reach out and we have to ask. So let's just move up one place with that in mind to the calling. Calling in the spirits of the earth, the spirit of the ancestors, the angel guardians, the master teachers, I am ready. I am ready to be present and to allow the relationship between us all to sustain me and empower me through these moments of living from this point forward. Calling in the spirit of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way, calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back, keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom and show the way, I am ready, I am ready. I am ready. One more time. Calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way. Calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back. Keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. And so it is. Now I invite you to use this song. Use it on a daily basis. Use it when you feel like you need it. Use it when you don't feel like you need it. It is not recorded yet, but you will have the recording actually of itself. Even if you spoke these words and made up your own tune, you are in a good place with this. So just notice what we're doing right now. We're calling in specific vehicles for us to work with our voice. You see, it's not necessarily a formal process. It's actually something you can do just by speaking, just by choosing to be vocal. But find a place, okay, this is critical. Find a place in your world where you can download your day. Whether that's in the car, whether that's out in the desert, whether it's at the ocean's edge, whether it's in the mountains, whether it's in the closet, whether it's into a pillow, you know, there's a certain power at the end of the day of just letting out the sound that was unable to express itself through the course of the day. And if you want to put words to it, so be it. Say what you wanted to say in your moment, in the relationships and interactions that you weren't safe enough to say during the day. The body knows no difference between the person in front of us or the chair, empty chair in front of us representing. It's just moving the energy. So please, you can really take superb care of yourself by making sure at the end of the day, and here's one way to do it. It's like stand in front of the toilet in the bathroom, and if you have to speak very softly, make it verbal, though. Somehow make it verbal and speak those words out in the form that you need to say them, as like a sailor or whatever, however you want to say it. Speak it into the water in the commode, and when you're done, flush it down the toilet. The water will bind that energy and take it out of you, but do not go to sleep with unexpressed words ever again. Now, the invitation is to, we always think we have to go to the source and talk to people about it. Well, you can, but you may not actually get the results you want. This way, you're moving the energy, and when you move the energy, you give yourself the opportunity to have clarity, to have new information, to step into the bigger picture. When the emotional debris is out of the way, and that causes kind of the numbing of the mind and the blinders that are on, then we're able to actually see that, hey, maybe this isn't what I thought it was. So there's a lot going on here. Gosh, and we're coming down to the end of it here, so let me see what I want to do. There's two things I want to do. Go to the invocation to El Moria. I want you to have, especially because this chakra is so important, I want you to have all the resources that you can have. El Moria is an ascended master, and the ascended masters are basically beings who have lived through this life, reclaimed their magnificence, and choose to continue to be present and available to those who call upon them for guidance in this life and for information. So they like to have invocations. An invocation is basically a call to be present. So El Moria is the one that's sort of watching over specifically the throat chakra. So we're just going to make an invocation here, and I'm going to sing it two times. And we'll call that vibration to be present for you, to be used however you choose. Calling El Moria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. Calling El Moria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light, walk with me into the light. Okay, so that energy of El Moria is present. And here we are at the end of our hour. I want to just invite you to do a couple things on your own. Under mantra, it says vocalizing. Just right above that, it says gibberish, yawn, laughter, toning, sigh, hum, and groan. Find a moment. Find a place today where you can. Gibberish is just like talking in tongues, but you're just allowing sound to move through you. Please become a proponent of just using sound. We've been silenced for way too long. It isn't necessary that we sing, although singing is a powerful way to activate all of the chakras and to cleanse and clear the cells and to bring the light back to the cells and light into the body itself. But just making sound can sometimes be even more powerful because it is strictly the vibration that you're working with there. So gibberish is, you know, you've got a tough moment. You got some stuff going on, and it's like, you know, that kind of stuff allows the energetic attachment of the event itself to be cleansed, to be released. And a yawn, if you're going to yawn, you've heard people that yawn and go, and we all turn and look at them out of shock, but really that's what we want to be doing. So, you know, be with it. And laughter, God, the process of laughter, because it activates the second chakra, especially you can feel it at the bottom of your belly, and it moves that energy right up through the throat. There's even laughter yoga now. Go to a class or just rent movies that are funny and laugh, or just start making laughter sounds. You'll start to fall into that frequency. Toning we did. We ran the sounds. Give sound to your moments and cleanse yourself before the end of the day. Sighs, an audible sigh, is a powerful vehicle to bring you back to your root foundation. And humming will balance the hemispheres of your brain and bring you to a point of clarity very quickly. Groaning is just a way of releasing the tension, the stress of the moments of living that we have in the culture. And then finally, become aware of the sounds of emotion. Each of us has a vocabulary of sound that we use or we don't. Find your own sounds of happiness and speak them and let them sound out. If you need to do this in private, great. If you have children, get them all involved in this. They'll love these things. They know this language. Find the voice of sadness. Find the voice of fear. Find the voice of anger and whatever emotion you want and use those. They will serve you over and over again. So the bottom line is to speak your words. They're right above us. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole, and strong. I am, I am. We didn't get to that song, but after everything is done here, I'll go ahead and sing these two so that anything that hasn't been done, so they'll be on the recordings. So do know that what we've done here through the use of the affirmation, through the proclamations, the sound, the information, the actual spoken and the sung things that we've done, we have really moved the vibration around your throat. I invite you to drink a lot of water, and I invite you to start from this moment to use sound and to not go to sleep without cleansing and speaking anything that must be said. Screaming into a pillow is a powerful thing to do. Screaming at the water, at the ocean, whatever. But get the sound out. And please remember the power of your spoken name. It is a beautiful vehicle. So on the count of three, let's just end our time together with that. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I'll stay on the line if anybody would like to star six and ask any questions about this. I will get you a recording link by tomorrow morning at the latest, and I will also have some other invitations and things you can do if you want to work more deeply on your throat chakra. I'm certainly available and present for you in that way. So many blessings to each of you, and go forth and express. Take good care, and thanks for being a part of this.
Hi, Mark. This is Janet Neff.
Janet.
Hi there. When you do the recording, is that something a person can somehow put onto an iPod?
Yeah, the way you're going to get it is an MP3. So when you download, it's already an MP3, and all you have to do it is to drag it to your, the iTunes way is you got iTunes, and then so you drag it, you plug in your iPod, and then you just make that the thing that's showing up in iTunes, and then you just drag the MP3 file into it, and it will be there.
So this recording goes into iTunes. I don't see it first on, like, going online and finding a letter from your.
Oh, you'll have to download it first. So you'll hit the link, and then you'll go to it, and it'll download it. It may be that you can actually right-click on the file itself, and it will ask you where you want to save the file. So rather than just click it and call it up, it'll play in probably Windows Media or whatever your main player is. Right-click on it, and it should give you an opportunity to save target as or one of those. I think on the page where I do. When I give you the link, it will also have some information about downloading it.
Okay. Well, I have help. I have computer handy people in the house like my husband. So
amen.
I'll be able to get this. Yeah,
and if you don't, just let me know, and I'll find a way to make sure you get it.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you again. This was
you bet. Sweet
excellent.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Any other questions? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and record the things that were not done. Here is the song "Speak My Words." Speak my words with love. I am
out into the world. I speak with clear intent. With confidence I make it known, without any doubt. Behold my dream, speak my words with love. I am, I am. Speak my words with love. I am, I am. Out into the world, I speak with clear intent. With confidence I make it known, without any doubt. Behold my dream, speak my words with love. I am, I am.
You can follow the link to Speak My Words to the website to hear a recording of that. You can also download it as a single file or part of, I believe it's the CD, Your Heart's Desire. Let's go down to... Yes?
I just wanted to ask a question, but I can wait until you're finished.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I don't think I had my phone right, so you didn't hear me. The G tone, the eh, and the wah, and the eh, is that opening my throat? Is that what that sound opening
yeah.
up?
Yeah, what it's
that?
Doing, it's focusing the tone itself right to the throat chakra. So what it does then is it brings, if let's say your throat chakra is vibrating at a lower frequency as a result of so many unexpressed things, what the tone and the phonetic will do is to invite it back up to the place where it is in resonance. Okay, and in the process of doing that, it will go ahead and release any of these stuff that's blocking it.
With the eh and the wah, the other one.
Okay, the wah, I'm not sure what you're referring to. The phonetic itself is eh, and at the pitch of G, which is eh, that's the frequency itself that is tuned into the throat. The wah, that actually feels pretty good in the throat, too. If you're being called to use it and you pick that up, then maybe that's a vehicle for you specifically that you want to use. But truthfully, anything that you actually using the throat and speaking, the specific sounds themselves, the intentional words, the singing, the chants, any of that will basically clear out any debris in the throat chakra.
Okay.
One of the best vehicles is just the use of just sound. Because, you know, words have so much attachment to them as meaning, and they mean different things to one another. Even any of these songs can mean something, one thing to one or another. But the use of it says a lot more than any words that I can come up with.
Okay.
You follow me on
and
that?
One more thing about sounding and emotion, the laughter and all the gibberish I understood, but the emotion of the sadness and the fear, you don't say anything. You just make it sound like, fear.
There are sounds that sound like fear, like, and
right.
then anger is, you know, your
right.
body will give you clues as what is your language of sound. Sadness
right.
is even a sound like,
okay.
You know, those
okay.
kinds of sounds, that they're there. And by actually calling those sounds up, you're inviting within your own system itself, your energetic system, to release anything that is aligned with that sound, all right, which would be old debris.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Great.
Excellent.
I'll probably contact you later.
Okay, that'd be great.
I think I'll call your phone number. Is that okay?
Let me give you a home phone.
Hold on, let me just get, okay, I've got it here. Okay, what is it,
805-927-2416.
2416.
Yeah.
927-2416.
Yeah, area code 805.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Blessings. Okay, I'm moving on to the song now, Clear and True.
Sorry about that. That's something new, and I can't seem to remember the original melody. But that gives you an idea. And then finally, the I Am Word. No, they actually got two more. I Am Word is a name for the, we'll call it the Christ essence within us. We're not talking about Jesus. We're talking about the vibration that Jesus carried that is available to everyone. I know that's blasphemous, but sorry. But by saying I Am Word, that is the name of that essence and that energy that when we speak it, we call ourselves into that frequency to be that frequency, and it is capable of so, so much. So we want to do everything we can to be in that frequency as often as we possibly can. This song actually helps. I am Word through my vibration. Word. Someone there? Hello? I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word. Word, I am Word. One more time. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word. And finally, the song for the Elohim, Hercules in Amazonia. Along with Elmoria, Elmoria is responsible as Ascended Master for maintaining the vibration of one of the rays, of the sacred rays. There are seven rays. And he's in charge of the first ray. And the words in the song give you an indication of what that ray is about. That particular ray is addressing the throat chakra. Even though it's the first ray, they're not correlated in that way. Now, there are also certain Elohim, which are the angelic energies, that are attached to the actual dispensation and the bringing it into the human experience. And the Elohim, Hercules, and Amazonia are the ones who are in charge of bringing that to us. And I am searching out just a bit of information here for a second. Let's see. All right. So we invite Hercules and Amazonia to be present so that they can be the vehicle that brings this vibration into our essence. Hercules,
Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red rain. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith, with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the Word of God. Point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home. One more time. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith, with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the Word of God. Point me in the divine direction and follow the light that will surely lead me home. So it is. Thank you for joining me today, everyone.
Enjoy your new voice. Blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, star 9.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.